This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Tally up all your regular spots, places you visit on a weekly basis, like restaurants, markets, parks, and what do you get? A new study says that most of us limit our hangouts to some 25 places.
So every time we adopt a new place, somehow, we abandon another one. And this is how we shape our routines.
Andrea Baroncelli, a physicist at City University of London.
So we are actually boring at any point in time. However, over the course of the time, we change the set of places we are boring in.
Baroncelli and his team analyzed the movements of nearly 40,000 people worldwide, using mostly anonymized location data from the Sony LifeLog app. And they found that regardless of age or gender or geographic location, as users explored new places, they maintained a steady diet of about 25 regular haunts.
I think this is really a deep property of us as humans, of the way we balance this tension between exploration and exploitation.
The researchers did see a link between how active study subjects were socially and the number of spots they frequented. People who were more active had a slightly higher number of regular spots. The scientists estimated social activity by phone calls, texts, and Facebook interactions. And that finding suggests that our friends could ramp up our exploratory behavior. The results are in the journal Nature Human Behavior. The researchers themselves admit that their lunch routine is in keeping with their discovery.
Every day we say we should try something else, and then we say, yeah, maybe tomorrow.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.